while the Syrian government reiterates that it will never use chemical weapons against the Syrian people. Now, this time, Damascus was addressing the United Nations on the issue. The comment follows accusations by the U.S. and its allies that there are signs Damascus wants to use chemical arms and as fighting rages on between the government forces and foreign-backed insurgents. Damascus says it is, in fact, the militants who may resort to chemical weapons. Now, this Damascus says after terrorist groups gained control of a factory producing toxic chlorine in the city of Aleppo. Recently, a shocking video emerged showing insurgents testing chemical weapons in Syria. Now, the video shows lab rabbits collapsing and dying after inhaling some sort of poisonous chemical mixed by a man in the footage. After the test, a group threatened to use the toxic gas against Syria's pro-Assad Alawite population. Damascus says the U.S.'s accusations aim to intensify the psychological and media warfare against the government. We're going to switch over to Beirut and welcome our guest, political analyst, Mr. Redwan Riz. Thank you so much for being with us. Mr. Riz, how significant is this? We're hearing many accusations coming from various countries pointing the finger now at Damascus and saying it is getting ready to use chemical weapons, where at the same time Damascus continues to deny that they have any intention of this. However, interesting revelation today where Damascus is saying that perhaps the rebels themselves may use it as they have gotten hold of chemical weapons or chemicals in Aleppo. Tell me about the significance of this overall, and thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Well, we must be aware about the conspiracy that's being knitted around Syria and against the regime in Syria, against the government, and targeting at the person himself, President Bashar Assad, that we have some very strong information here in Lebanon being snitched off to many of us that who follow the Syrian crisis very closely, that some we have very solid information that Turkey handed over some kind of chemical weapons over to the groups in Syria, and we must be aware of the conspiracy against the regime that they will use this kind of weapons very shortly. We are going to expect to see some kind of chemical weapons being used by the rebels in Syria, and they are preparing the ground very solid and very strongly that to accuse the government himself of using some kind of chemical weapons. So we are expecting to see some kind of chemical weapons used by the rebels themselves against some Assyrian village doing or causing a very severe massacre, maybe against civilians, children, women, and maybe elderly. And then the whole world is prepared to accuse Bashar Assad of using chemical weapons against his own people. This is all lies. We never have any information that the Syrian army has no intention whatsoever to use any chemical weapons, if they do have chemical weapons at all in Syria. So this kind of scenarios that being knitted, or they are accusing Syria to have chemical weapons and the will of Syria to use this kind of weapons, this is all lies and preparing the whole world for an invasion of Syria by Turkey and its allies, especially the British and the French. Now, another issue that the over-controlling a manufacturer in Aleppo of what they call purifying chlor, which they use in some kind of purifying water or cleaning water and other systems. This could be poisoning if it's used purely on itself. So that could also be used by the rebels against Syrian
people.
In 30
seconds, Mr. Riz, almost out of time, do you think that anything can be done to try to prevent this? You've set up possible scenarios that these countries may be planning. How do you think it can be prevented?
We must expect within the 48 hours because they are very squeezed in Damascus and they have lost the Battle of Damascus. They are going to use some crazy things against civilians, and we must expect to see some kind of chemical weapons used by the rebels against civilian people, giving the excuse to the United Nations or to the other countries to invade some sort of involvement on the ground by the troops.
Okay. Well, hopefully that is not the case. Anyway, we appreciate you being with us. Political analyst Mr. Rezwan Riz out of Beirut.